Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is Steve, WD8QCN, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and similar information related to the radio art. I obtained a great idea for discussion tonight, overhearing, I think, Rich, K1HTV, and Steve, AG4SR, on the repeater last night discussing resurrecting some old 80s vintage equipment. And that intrigued me since my entire station pretty much, except for my USB sound card for FT8 is pretty much all 80s vintage. So we'll follow up with that tonight. A couple of announcements. Start with solar terrestrial indices for today. We have a sunspot number of 107. Last look at solar flux index was 148, with an A index of 14 and K of 2. Upcoming events, we have the club holiday gathering coming up this Saturday, the 9th, at 4 p.m. at the usual location. That's the PATH Foundation building in Warrenton. The sign-up sheet is on the club website. Please jump on there and sign up. We haven't seen a whole lot of sign-ups yet. I know folks are going to show up, so please do. Please sign up to bring an item or two. Not asking for much. The club is supplying the main courses. And club holiday gathering this coming Saturday, the 9th, at 4 p.m. Sign up on the website. We have a regular meeting coming up on Thursday the 14th at 7:15 p.m., both in person and online. The VE test session is the following Saturday the 16th at 9:30 a.m. And also, please don't forget that dues are now due. Payment can be made through the club website using PayPal, either with an account or as a guest, or your checks can be mailed to the treasurer as per usual. We'll go and take a round of check-ins, and when we go back down the list here, we'll open our item for discussion. Anyone wishing to check in, mobile, portable, or stations on short time, please call WD8QCN now. Have any internet-connected stations, EchoLink, etc., please call.
Whiskey 4, Victor Fox Whiskey.
W4VFW, thank you for checking in. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call WD8QCN now.
This is K1HTV.
This is KO4.
This is KY4DN.
K4SOO, Jim in Warrenton. No comment, just listening.
W4RKU.
Here's Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo Quebec 4. Mike Hotel Sierra, Bill and Woodbridge. No traffic, no comment.
Pause there for a moment. I have W4VFW, K1HTV, KO4VNZ, W4RKU, KM4OZH, and QK4MHS. There was another station, Sierra Oscar Oscar. Come back with your full call again, please. There was a double there.
Kilo 4, Sierra Oscar Oscar, K4SOO.
4, got it. Thank you, Jim. Any others, please call WD8QCN.
This is KY4DN.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Alpha Delta, Randy down in Western Enrico. I'm going to be in and out, no comment, just listening.
This is KB3, ARZ Mobile, parked in Indian Head, Maryland. Good evening.
All right, copied KY4DN. KO4KAD in Enrico. That's a good hop for 2 meters. And KB3ARZ. Good evening to all. Any other check-ins, please call WD8QCN.
KZ4TWB.
Kilo Zulu or Kilo Charlie?
Kilo Zulu for Tango Whiskey Bravo.
Copy that, thank you. All right, let's go start at the top of the list. W4VFW, how are you tonight, sir? And our question of the night is, what's the oldest piece of gear that you use on the air, and are there any challenges to keeping it on the air?
Good evening. Thanks for running the net. My name is Rob. I'm in Irwin, Tennessee. And I was struggling to think of what I owned in the 80s that was 80s type equipment. I was stuck in the 60s, and in fact, a few years ago, I sold 17 rigs all at once that were out of the 60s. They consisted of Collins, Drake, Swan, and a couple other off-brands that I don't recall right now. But in the 80s, my first solid-state rig was the Yaesu FT-757-GX2. And I qualify that by saying it must be a GX2, not the straight 757. It was so easy to operate. No menus. I could do anything I do now. Maybe the receiver wasn't up to snuff, but it was good enough for me. And I used it for a couple of years before I got something else. I was happy with that rig. I've got a rig right now that's out of the 50s. That I run every morning about 5 a.m. on 80 meter AM. It's a Gonset G76. They call it a transceiver. I don't think it was quite that because it would not transmit on, well, it just wouldn't. On, it would only transmit on crystal control. But that's it for tonight. The weather here is warm. And we're just going to enjoy the football game. Back to net control.
All right, thank you, Rob. Appreciate all that. Good good info. Gonset 376, that's a goodie and an oldie. I think the oldest piece of gear I ever owned was probably a Heathkit SB100, all tubes, no transistors at all. And I ran that well into the 80s until I started cooking band switches on that thing. And then it became a little bit hard to maintain after that, so traded it up. And I'll tell you that story toward the end of the net here. Jump down to Rich, K1HTV. How are you, sir?
Hey, Steve. This is K1HTV. Thanks for doing the net. I'm trying to think back to what I still have from way back when. I know it's not a radio, but I still have my original key from 1958. And I got some old parts. The parts don't count, but I guess some of the capacitors I have were made for use during the Second World War from ARC 5 transmitters. That's 80-year-old parts, but that's those aren't radios. I do have an HT, which is probably 35 years old. ICW31A, maybe. I think that goes back that far. I've used it as a QRPP mode where it's like 100 milliwatts, using it for testing the repeater in the past couple of years as the probably the weaker signals, see how the repeater is doing. Let's see what's happening here. In the DX world, 6 meters a couple of days ago, interesting propagation. Had a morning opening, I think it was Saturday morning or was it Friday morning? I think it was Saturday morning. 4X4DK in Israel was calling 9L5M in Sierra Leone on 6 meter FT8, copied him 5 decodes in a row, and he disappeared. But that was very interesting to see Israel popping in on 6 meters. Later that night, got a single decode from New Zealand from ZL1AKW. That day also produced a few contacts to some European stations. So solar flex going down now, so today was pretty much a bust on 6 meters for DX. Look forward to see everybody at the Christmas party. One of the problems is I've not seen a single email out about the Christmas party. There probably, of all the club members that we have, there are probably 100 of them who have not received an email telling them about the party. There are probably no more than 20 that normally attend the Nets on Wednesdays or Sundays. So I would say probably a high percentage of the club is not aware of the party, and someone on the board, some of the officers should start sending out a detailed message, including a URL on how to get to the site click on to add their name to the list, and where to find, to look at the bottom of the page, click on what you're going to bring. So anyway, that's it. That's my 2 cents worth on that. The expedition's coming up, and that are active right now. 905 Mike, the expedition, is still on to Sierra Leone. Worked him on 60 meters this evening. 5H3 FM is on for another day or so from Tanzania. 4W8 X-ray in Timor-Leste is closing down in 2 days. And VK9CY and Cocos Keeling, right now they're on 14071 on FT8. They're kind of weak now. They were quite strong earlier when I worked them, but they'll be on until the 7th of this month. And 3W9C in Vietnam on an island, Oceania, I think 130, or Asia 130, will be on for another 5 days. So the T-32D expedition to East Kiribati was supposed to be on the 1st. They still haven't shown up. And tomorrow we'll see a new Micronesia station, V6EU. A couple of Europeans will be operating there in Micronesia, so look for them. That's it for now. Back to Net Control. This is K1H-TV.
4GVH, we'll wait. All right, thank you, Rich. Appreciate the DX report. Net copies K4GVH, got you on the list, sir. Thanks. And let's see, Chuck, KO4VNZ was no comment. Next up is our remote Kevin unit, W4RKU. Go ahead, sir. How are you tonight?
WV8TCN, W4RKU. Good evening, Steve. Thanks for doing the net. Just to let K1HTV know, there was a screw-up with the email. Alan did send it out last night. It just didn't make it through. He resent it, and now everybody should have a copy. That's that with the holiday party. I really, during the 80s, after the only thing from the 80s I have that had was Kit HW8. I gave that to a friend of mine a year and a half ago. He likes to work QRP and likes the vintage stuff, so I gave him that. But that's the only thing from the 80s. Pretty much everything else I have is from 2000 and beyond. Not much else to add tonight, so I'll turn back over to you, Steve. WD8GCN, W4RKU, back to net.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Did you say that you did send an email on the Christmas party?
Alan just sent it out about 3 or 4 minutes ago at 2011.
He's listening. Outstanding. All right, thank you, sir. Next up, K4SOO. Jim, how are you tonight, sir? And what's the oldest gear you're running?
Good evening to Stephen Minette. This is Jim, K4SOO from Warrenton. As of late, the oldest thing that I've actually had conversations with is my Lionel J38 code key. It's from World War II. I grabbed it up on eBay, and it was a pleasure working with the key for a couple of reasons. One, because I also do model trains, and so it being a Lionel, I thought that was pretty cool. And secondly, because it's a really easy key to work. I had to give it a lot of tender loving care to get it operational. It had some corrosion on it, so I disassembled and cleaned it and reassembled it completely, and it works great. In a previous life, I had my novice license a long time ago, and my call back then was WH6PLV. It was a Hawaii call, and I had a Heath Kitts SD-102 that followed me around for a while, but unfortunately it met its demise in Hurricane Andrew. And at that point, I got out of ham radio for a long time, and thankfully was able to get back into it during the pandemic. That's all from me, Steve and Annette. This is K4SOO.
Jim, good story. And, I think that's one thing that came out of the pandemic is it got a lot of hams active again, myself included. So very good. Next up is Gil, KM4OZH. How are you tonight, sir? And what's the oldest gear you're running?
WE8QCN, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Steve, and everybody on the net. Steve, it was good to hear you on last Thursday evening on the Old Virginia Hams net. But the oldest actual transceiver that I have is a Yaesu FT101E, which is a hybrid. It's a solid state with vacuum tube finals. But the odd thing about that, I bought a Yaesu 450D purely because I couldn't operate the FT101E in my mobile, so I bought the 450D. And in a comparison, in the with the same antenna in the shack, the old FT101E had a far better receive than the 450D. So that was even the specifications may say that it's better, and that may be it. But just switching the antennas on a weak signal, you could instantly tell. I have not made the comparison with the receive on the FT991 that I'm running now, but I enjoy the what older equipment that I do have. Most of my older stuff is actually test equipment, but I've just been a recent ham, so I don't have the long time history. That's about all I got this evening. This is KM4OZH. Back to net.
All right, thanks for that, Gil. Yeah, we have KQ4MHS. He's checked in, no comment. Anybody does come up with and wish to add, you can jump back in on rechecks here, by the way. Let's see. Next is KY4DN. Rich, how are you tonight? I think it's Rich, right?
Well, everybody knows me on the. I call myself Alan, my middle name, but you're right. That's what I am in the call book, Richard. But so I didn't get a ham license till 91. But the first gentleman, forgot his call, he talked about having a Yaesu 747GX2. Well, guess what? In the 90s, a work colleague said, hey, this other work colleague of ours is leaving to go to Tennessee. He's selling his whole ham shack. So I paid him $900. Of well-earned money, and I got a 747GX2 with the matching speaker power supply. What a great rig. That's in the days when 10 meters was wide open
statement.
And really good propagation, and I worked a lot of Europe stations with a 40-meter shorty dipole in the attic of my townhouse in Manassas with that rig. And you remember, not surprised nobody mentioned this yet, these are the days when we didn't yet have internet, and although there were some DX spotter bulletin boards you could dial into, we didn't have all those tools we have today. You know, no waterfall, none of that stuff. It was just dialing around on that solid state rig and listening for signals. So it was fun. And it was all sideband because I didn't then nor now do CW, but anyway. So that was a late 80s design, I'm not sure, so that might qualify for your question, but it was in about the mid 90s when I got it, and then about 17 years ago when we bought the home we live in now, it was a little bit over my head, and I sold a bunch of ham gear, including that rig, and I wish I had it back. So that's all I have back to net, and thanks for doing the net, by the way.
Alan got that corrected, and thank you for that. Good stuff. Let's see, you've got Randy K04KAD down in Henrico. He's checked in, no comment. KB3ARZ, how are you tonight, sir? And what's new in your neck of the woods? What's your oldest piece of equipment?
This is KB3ARZ. Nothing as old as Rich has and anybody else has. My oldest rig is only about 20 years old. It's a Yaesu FT8900 quad band radio. And I love that thing to death. I'm running on as low power as I always can to keep it safe. I love that daggum radio with a passion. I love it. I've only been a ham since 1993, so ain't no way I can touch Rich and some of the other guys that are on this repeater, but I do love ham radio. Great place to be. It's KB3. ARZ Mobile Park, back to the net.
All right, thanks, Rob. And down to 10, KZ4TWB.
WD8QCN,
WGN. This is KZ4TWB. My oldest radio is probably only like 6 months old, so I don't have anything really old. The oldest radio I have used, though, was back in the military in around 93, the old radios we had, and I'm sure they were old at that time when we were using them. But as far as anything I have, everything is pretty much brand new. This is KV4TWB back tonight.
All right, thanks, Tim. And Rob, KV4GBH. You've got to have some goodies out there.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GBH. Good evening to everyone on the fair and that as usual. Doing a great job. You are doing the net. Well, I'm looking forward to next Saturday when Chuck comes over to Dad's and picks me up next Saturday afternoon around 3 o'clock coming to the Christmas party. Looking forward to that. And Rich did come out last week and reprogrammed my voice dialer back. Thank the good Lord to get all that back up and working. And some kind of way it lost its memory, but we got it all back up there, and seems like we've got all the 50 numbers working so far, knock on wood. So hope it stays continue. Just hope and pray we don't have a power outage one day and it wipes it out again. So if it does that, then I'm going to have to definitely throw it in the trash or do something different. Yeah, I have to work on getting the phone like I have it dance, but hopefully I won't have to go to that route. But other than that, I'm looking forward to seeing everyone and that sort of thing as well. So looking forward to seeing everyone next Saturday. This is, and 10 meters was open Friday when I left, but it wasn't too good. I did work a station, and I've worked before, so I don't really count that too much. I did work a station and that sort of thing on 10 meters, but I've done working before. Cologne, the city of Cologne. But other than that, I'm doing well. This is K4 Golf, Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and 73, and back to net control.
All right, thank you, Rob. This is WDATUCN with the Forest Atlantic Technical Service Net. All right, tell you my quick story here. I took my novice exam in December of 77, got my license in the mail a week before the blizzard of 78. I went right on the air, climbing around out in the snow, putting up antennas, and went right on the air with my hot water 16, old 60s low-power novice crystal-controlled transmitter and with a lamp cord on it. But I think I got you beat, as, everyone on the net so far here, beat as far as accessories go. My my straight key is a Western Union railroad telegraph key from probably late 1800s, early 1900s. So that's the oldest piece of gear that I have. But pretty much everything else in my shack here is from the early to mid-80s. I'm talking to you on a TR-9000 2-meter all-mode rig that I used to run satellite modes with. My UHF radio is an ICOM 471H. I can crank a little power on that baby. Just got it back on the air. It had some failed caps, and it took me forever and a day to find. Finally got that working. And then my my trusty HF rig here is a TS-440SAT that I bought at the Dayton Ham Fest in probably 87 or 88, I'm going to guess. It has served reliably up until probably the 20-teens, and it started getting the blue dots of death. If any of you have seen that on the Kenwood radios, but certain vintage radios, they used Sony potting glue around certain components, and it sucked up moisture over time and eventually detuned the circuits. And so when you got those blue dots, you knew the PLL was unlocked in that band. And for a while, I didn't care because it was mostly affecting 24 megahertz, 12-meter band, and I didn't have an antenna for that yet anyway. But eventually it spread, and I had to take the radio all apart and take a bunch of components off of two boards and just basically peel that glue out and then very carefully solder all the components back in and retune the circuits. So that's my my biggest story with keeping old gear on the air, other than the SB100, which was a great rig back in the 80s there. I worked a lot of DX at that solar cycle in the early to mid-80s. The bands were so hot. I had a regular daily sked on 15 meters with a chap down in Ecuador. His wife worked at the embassy, and that was just a blast when I was a high school kid. So that's my big story. We'll go back around, see if there's any more check-ins or any rechecks. Please call WD8QCN.
K4HCO, Jeremiah.
K1
K1RA.
Recognizes K4HCO and K1RA. Jeremiah, go ahead.
Thank you. Don't even have my license yet a year, but I'm definitely fully in the into the hobby, that's for sure. I would have to say that the oldest rig that I have is Anytone AT5888. I believe that's the oldest one of the group of radios I have. And I'm actually not very happy with it, but I ended up getting it because it's one of the few radios that has a detachable face plate that, detachable control head that does 25 watts on the 220 megahertz. So that's why I have it for now. So K4HCO, back to net.
Thanks, Jeremiah. And K1RA, Andy.
Good evening, Steve, and everyone on the net. First, I guess a couple announcements. I don't know if you mentioned Steve, but we're still looking for net control operators to fill in after we've had a couple folks step down as NCOs. We're pretty light on Sunday nights for a couple of weeks this month, so please reach out to Farinet at W4VA.org if you are interested in learning or how to participate as a net control op. Second announcement is thanks to John, KX40. We have an interim APRS solution working back up on the hill again at the repeater site. He is actually testing some equipment, a tray of equipment that he will eventually move to his repeater site down on Blakey Ridge, but giving it a burn-in a little bit closer to home. That node is temporarily running as W4VA-13. Whereas our old node is -10, which will eventually go back in line, but look for that. Did a little bit of testing today with new member, soon-to-be member, Steve, AG4SR, who lives in town. So give a listen on 144.39 on 2 meters APRS frequency if you're interested in local coverage once again. I did receive the email. Looks like Alan managed to get through to both groups IO and the members list. I guess there was some issue with forwarding the group email, so everyone should see the holiday party announcement as of this evening. The question of the evening, I guess the old rigs, I guess like my dad, I've got he has the W31A by ICOM. I've got the W32A, which was made a year later, so I think his is 95, mine is 96. The NICAD battery packs are long dead, so I've been using this for quite some time, tethered to the wall with a 10-foot wire and a DC plug in the top to give it 12 volts and a wall wart that generates about an amp or an amp and a half, so I can walk around the room here and use the HT. And in the same vein, I got a bunch of old Motorola HT1000s many, many years ago from a buddy of mine out in Colorado who was part of a group that decommissioned a bunch of public service stuff. And those were programmable 16-channel. And I managed to get one of those working on the 2-meter band. So likewise, NICAD's long dead, broke the battery pack open, hardwired it to a wall wart. I can tether it around another room in the house. Have as another 2-meter rig. And that's about it. Looking forward to seeing everybody at the holiday party next Saturday. Back to net, K1RA.
Thanks, Andy. K1RA, WD8QCN with the Far East Sunday Night Technical Service Net. Would you like to lead the quick check-in up on the 440 machine after this net? I'm still having trouble making it from here with the antenna in its current location, so I'm going to have to defer that to you or one of the others.
I'll do a quick roll call if you just want to remind folks just before you close out.
Certainly will. Thank you very much. All right. Do we have any other check-ins or rechecks for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Service Net? If so, please call WD8QCN now.
W4VFW.
November 4 out of that. That was a little bit better. Try one more time, please. Anyone else able to pull that out?
Negative.
It's
Sorry about that. You're just a little bit too weak for the repeater. And hearing no other check-ins, I guess we'll close it up here. If anyone wants to meet up on the 440 machine, 442.25, is that right, Andy?
Correct. Positive split, same PL as this repeater.
Thank you. Yes, we'll do a quick roll call up there and just give that machine a shakedown as well. So, nothing more heard. This is WD8QCN, net control for FAR and net. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. And if you'd like to sign up to be a net control operator one or two days a month even would help, you can also hit that email as well. Again, faranet, F-A-R-A-N-E-T, at w4va.org. And if I can do it, you can do it. It's not hard. This is WD8QCN, closing the FARNET and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us tonight. Have a great evening, 7-3, and hope to see you Saturday at the club Christmas party.
K1HTV, W4VF.
Kilo, Yankee, 4, Delta, November, disconnected.
K1HTV, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing just fine. How's the weather down there in Irwin?
It's about 60 degrees. Rained all day. It's warm. I blew 2 amps this week. Can't believe my luck. The first one was the FL7000 in normal use. I heard a pop, smelled something, disconnected it, took it out, put my backup amp, which is a FL2100 Zulu in, put 7 watts of drive into it, and it popped. That's my luck.
Bum around the letting the smoke out of the gear. That's supposed to let the smoke out, Rap.
Yeah, well, there was no smoke, just a little pop and a little smell. But I could not find any smoke.
That invisible smoke, huh? I hope you can get it fixed. Bummer. Okay, under 60 degrees, it was up in the upper 50s here. And can't complain about that at all. Although one of these days we're going to get some of that white stuff. I hope it holds off till Christmas. I think it'll snow like crazy on Christmas and then melt again. So, good to hear you on the net. Again, glad that you're able to make the repeater. By Echolink seems to be working well again. Did you get the new microphone on? Doesn't sound like it. Over.
No, I've been working on everything else but that. It's on the back burner. I'm hoping to get to it this week since I popped my amps. But I put in line today a 5-tube
special weather statement
watt stereo amplifier with a preamp that would work with it. And I get beautiful music out of it.
That's very good. Very good. Nothing like having a nice hi-fi system. Well, I'm going to think I'll sit down and watch a little TV now and take it easy. And get a little bit of dessert from the refrigerator. And we'll catch you on during the week, I'm sure. Enjoy the warm weather as long as it lasts. Sorry it was rainy. It was kind of rainy earlier this morning, then it let up around 8 o'clock, or before 8 o'clock it stopped raining, and the rest of the day was kind of cloudy, but warmer. Not like it was last week. Boy, we got down to 16 degrees one of the days. Take care, Rob. All the best. W4VFW. This is K1HTV, 7-3.
Okay, Rich, you take care. I'm going to watch the football game. Tomorrow, if the weather's good, we're going to try to tune my new 6-meter loop. Right now it's resonant at 5,400. So we're going to hopefully work on that if it doesn't rain. See you later. God bless. W4VFW.
Good luck in getting it tuned down to about 50.1 to 50.3 in that range. 7-3-8-K1-HTV clear. Good night.
Hi, Rich. I just wanted to say enjoy your dessert. You have a good night yourself, KD4. You'll be cleared.
Jim, very good. How'd you make out with an antenna? Do you have an antenna going up the window now? You could a wire antenna we can actually transmit on?
No, have not gotten to setting up the whisper transmitter antenna yet. I was a bit tired after getting this flu shot. Maybe just later in the week I'll be able to put something near the window. But yeah, thanks for reminding me. And maybe I'll get a fan dipole to play around with later. Yeah, just been kind of tired these past.
Whiskey 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnect.
KD4REE K1HTV. Hope you get something up. I know, not sure what the construction of the building is like. K2PI's daughter had a dipole in the room. I think it was 20 meters, and she worked down to Australia on FT8 with an inside dipole in her bedroom. So, I'm not sure how high you are up, what kind of height you have, but and if the building is construction does not have a lot of metal around it, you might be able to even have an inside dipole and work the world, not even have to get it outside. But okay, about the shot, I got mine on Wednesday, no after effect at all, thank goodness. So I cannot complain. So although I know I've got a couple of friends who are wiped out for a day or so after the shot. It depends on the individual, I guess. So hopefully you're doing well health-wise. I know you've had some issues to deal with, so stick with it. We'll catch you on during the week, I'm sure, maybe on the next net, and let me know when you get the whisper going. KD4REE, this is K1HTV. 7-3, good night, Sam.
Yeah, I got aluminum siding around the house, but a two-story split level, and I'm on the side of the hill. Yeah, maybe I could put something out on next to the window or out the window or something in the backyard. 73, this is KD4REE, and I'll talk to you later.
Are you up on the second floor where you're going to be operating from? Over.
Yeah, the station is on the second floor, and I have an attic, but there's like foam insulation, and I barely got the 5/8-foot ground plane for 2 meters in the attic. And I got a little halfway APRS receiver antenna on the wooden part around the opening for the stairs. So yeah, I'm on the second floor. My window is facing south.
Roger. Well, if you can get a wire out, are you constricted by HOA regulations or?
No, I'm not. But yeah, I could get a wire out. So that's not a problem.
You can get up an 67-foot half-wave or N-fed half-wave for 80, that's 67 feet or so. That'll play on many bands. That'll do quite well. Usually, a 49-to-1 ballon is used to transform the impedance down to a reasonable level, a small piece of coax into the radio. Got yourself a multi-band antenna. Being up at the second floor, you starting off at the antenna being high, try to get the other part up as high as you can. If you have a tree or something, throw a rope over, get it up off the ground, and you'd probably have a lot of fun. Definitely on Whisper, I'll leave that on 24/7, but you can probably make some HF contacts as well, especially on the 10 meters. Band's been in really good shape. So, okay, Sim, we'll let you go, and hopefully get an antenna up in the air and start making some contacts on the bands before the sunspots die down and it'll be history how good the propagation was back in 2023 and 2024. 73, KD4REE, this is K1HTV. 73, good night.
Yeah, good night. Starting to feel drowsy from the medication, so I'll say 73, and thanks for the suggestion. KD4REE, I'll be cleared.